we're back. Had a little Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction on the first episode. We weren't able to turn the thing off for some reason. I've never had this problem where I wasn't able to, like, stop the podcast.
It's Apple.
Yeah?
It's just a fucking phantom ghostly...
Once again, here we're going back to more phantom ghostly stuff. Activity, like we're seeing in this Safety Connect. We did another documentation of the Safety Connect. Integrating itself into our podcast. We believe that it has been communicating yes and no answers. In the midst of us conversating, you might say.
Yeah.
And so we're documenting that actually visually on our podcast, MJ Podcasts. Not podcast, podcast.
Podcast.
So on YouTube, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's been kind of interesting. You know, we're having a really, I think, unique kind of gimmick in our podcast that we're trying to do, you know, incorporating this Safety Connect. Riley was saying that he thought that, you know, other people are potentially experiencing the same kind of phenomenon in their cars, right, Riley?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people... I know I can name a couple that record in the car.
Yeah, but are they capturing the Safety Connect OnStar system as, like, doing what it's doing during our podcast?
No, the mostly stuffing their face.
With what?
Food.
Oh, gosh. In their car?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, yeah, that's...
One...
Yeah, gluttony. One of the seven deadly sins there.
I don't... These guys proclaim to be Christians, but the one guy has anal sex with his wife and oral and all that. And the other guy is a little better, but...
How did they get to the point where they discuss that kind of stuff?
They're always fucking talking about the sex, or at least one of them is. They're twins.
Okay.
The conservative twins.
Okay.
And Kevin and Keith. And Kevin is a dirty SOB. Keith is much more...
Are they gay?
No, they're twins.
I don't understand what you're talking about, I guess.
They're like my age.
Oh. Well, anyway, we don't need to talk about these other people's anal sex or whatever. I was just surprised that it just...
Well,
came up in there. I don't know. I've told you, I don't feel like we should be so open about, like, the intricacies of our lives, of, like, going into that kind of, you know, area, I guess. I think that we want to keep it more lighthearted.
As in what?
I don't know, keeping a certain kind of, you know, just kind of way to ourself, where we don't go too far this way or too far that way. We just kind of stay in, like,
in bounds.
Kind of, yeah, almost in a sense. I feel like discussing stuff of the nature of sexual preferences and stuff like that, just, like, I just feel like I don't think that we want to go into that kind of realm. So to speak. I feel like I'd actually be wanting to be more funnier, you know, more provocative in thought than, like, sexual orientated, kind of, you know?
Yeah. How... Where does sex come into the picture?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know where sex
comes in. Well, you're talking about it.
Well, not only because, like, you were talking about this guy who is, like, a conservative who has anal sex with his wife on a podcast. And so I feel like because of that, now we have to address this issue and why I feel like discussing that kind of stuff, you know...
Well,
like,
it wouldn't bother me so much, but he just proclaims to be a Christian. But he doesn't want to, like... He just wants to say that.
Well, see, that just goes back to the question is, like, is anal sex with your partner, like, something that is frowned upon in the eyes of God? Some people would say it is, and some people would say it isn't. I mean, it's just like, once again, everybody's got their opinion on that, you know, and then it just it just comes down to one's personal convictions and opinions. And once again, like, I was just reiterating the point of that I don't personally feel that I want to go into that depth of, like, who I am and who you are. I don't feel like that's something that should be discussed in a podcast necessarily, unless you're doing a podcast that's based off of sex, like it's a sexual podcast that talks nothing about more than just sex, sex, sex. It's like, if that's the case, then, like, hey, that's fine. But we're Anarchist News Corporation. There's nothing in that title that...
Sexual.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, I feel like personally that we don't go there, kind of. Like, it's just not really something that... I feel like we need to be more politically oriented.
Yeah, it's not our style.
And really, we are a political podcast trying to be semi-comedic. In our nature of how we present our hatred towards the communist agenda. The communist takeover of our world.
Of our world.
Yeah, and how they're infecting and influencing the women of today. I feel like that agenda is having huge ramifications on the women of today, you know, all over the world, you know, and it goes back to the South Park episode, Stupid Spoiled Whore, you know, which is, you know, describing Paris Hilton as an example towards women of today, and she's somebody to be admired. And what is she? She's a stupid, spoiled whore. You know, and it's like, this is what women are aspiring to be. Like her.
Stupid, spoiled whores.
And so that's the idea that's being presented in our culture and society today. Of, like, what is acceptable for a woman to be. It's almost advocated to be. You know, in my opinion, it's like, hey, like, do this because there's a lot of money in pornography and that sort of, you know, or posing nude, you know, whatever, you know, you don't necessarily have to be sexual, you can just pose nude, and there's a lot of money in that too, you know, so it's just, hey, like, be loose with your naked body, your sexuality, like, be loose with all that kind of stuff and free and stupid, spoiled whore.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's having a problem because it's not helping to keep the family unit alive, because then you're creating a bunch of women that don't want to be, like, wives, loving wives and mothers.
Yeah.
They're just constantly running all over the place being overly sexual.
I think that's one of the biggest problems with women today. They do not aspire to be good mothers and wives.
Because they got examples like Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Which is what South Park is presenting in there. Basically, is what they're trying to bring to light, I feel like, more or less, in their episode. You know, it's like, hey, like, being a whore is something that is supposed to be frowned upon, remember?
Remember, you fucking idiots.
They don't remember because it's like, once again, the communist liberal left is trying to make this acceptable and, like we're saying, an admirable quality to be involved with. But this is having a detrimental effect on our society and culture. You know, because it's causing women to only be interested in, once again, lovers of themselves and lovers of pleasure. Rather than lovers of God and lovers of being like a loving, godly wife and partner in a family.
You know? I think that God has to be the center of every relationship.
Yeah, it should be, but
any serious relationship anyways between you and a woman, God has to be the center. You both have to be looking in the same direction.
Yeah, in regards to that, I agree, you know, and it's just like, that's cool, like, that's what God designed. If there's an intelligent designer that is God, you know, like, and how we are perceiving God to be, this kind of being, you know, he wants people to have, like, a loving relationship, and then an interconnection with him as well, like, just like Adam and Eve had, I believe, you know, or just like, he's a part of their, we see Adam and Eve, you know, in the evening going to talk to God in the garden, you know what I mean? So it's like, to me, like, that is like saying that, like, relationships are supposed to be interconnected with God.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, God is supposed to be there. Like, there's a time where you and your wife go to that.
God has to be the third wheel.
Yeah, it really does, you know? And that's why it's like, you go together and you go into the garden and you talk to God. You, like, you connect with God as a couple, you know what I mean? Where God's, like, speaking to you just like Adam and Eve. Like, that's really what we're trying to advocate. And that's a cool thing. Like, and why is society and our culture, like, frowning upon that concept?
Yeah.
Why? Why are they so adamant about, like, being anti that, against that, you know? It's
because to be that way, you have to be Christian conservative, and
cramps people's style.
Cramps their rights.
Yeah, it does, you know, but it's just
cramps their rights.
And that's how it's viewed in our society, but it's like, if you really would look at it in the sense that it's just like, this is a cool thing that God potentially, if you really look at it, it's like, it's a cool thing that God created in mankind to be like a, like, looked upon as like, oh, that's a good thing, you know? That's a good thing, but somehow it's like, it's a, like, I feel like our culture and society views it as like, that's stupid, like, that's limiting yourself or something. You're limiting yourself to just one person, you know, or something like that. I don't know.
Well, again, I go back to, it's every girl's right to be a stupid, spoiled whore.
It is, and they're taking advantage of that right and, like, exercising that as opposed to, like, frowning upon it. Like,
trying to change the views of women overall.
But once again, what is this coming from? It's coming from a communist, socialist view of that. And this is ultimately propagating itself in the idea of RuPaul Drag Race. You know, and stuff of that nature, where it's like we're starting to exalt, once again, like,
evil.
Evil. And that's like, what is a, when a woman becomes a stupid, spoiled whore, she becomes evil.
Yeah.
She's no longer a good woman.
Yeah.
Like, let's make no mistake about it. Society might think, oh, she's a amazingly beautiful whore. Like, we exalt her because of that. But ultimately, that's not an admirable quality. You know, at the end of the day, Society can deem that's great, and society can all jump off a bridge at the same time and deem that good as well. They can also say, take the Kool-Aid, drink the Kool-Aid, you know what I mean? Deem that good as well. But that ultimately leads to death, and that's not good. So to exult like a stupid, spoiled whore at the end of the day is not positive.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're just trying to be voices of reason here, right?
Kind of.
Kind of. In a sense, I guess.
Just because you have to know. Really, how much to put yourself out there and try for your relationship. And what your basic needs are.
Yeah, a lot of people's basic needs are pleasure. Pleasure, partying.
And that's like it. That's what they live for.
Just like in the times of Noah, it said their hearts were evil all day long. All their thoughts were evil. They had nothing but impure minds and hearts to do nothing but the wrong.
Yeah.
Just indulge in pleasure all the time and like kill people and hurt people and be very similar to how our society and culture is headed today. Yeah. In that kind of a direction.
Yeah.
And we're just trying to like warn people about this, that this is a detrimental kind of reality that we're, you know, living in, I feel like. And we're going more like going into that RuPaul, like stupid, spoiled whore, kind of pleasure dome, reality. It's insanity, dude. It's just leading to insanity. People are leading us into an insane way of life.
And they don't even realize what they're doing.
Well, I don't think they care either. Because they're just insane. They're demon.
Yeah.
Babylon has become a haunt of all unclean spirits. It's our world has become a haunt of unclean spirits because the communist socialist agenda of the liberals is to create this kind of a reality and bring this reality more to light. You know, stupid spoiled whores, RuPaul drag race, pleasure dome. Insanity. That's what they wanted, like, everybody to be engaging in. And that is the mark of the beast, I feel like. That is ultimately, like, the mark of the beast. It just is. It's everybody thinking and acting accordingly to, like, this whole, like, oh, embrace this way of life, everybody. And it's really what we've been advocating for years on our podcast. Been warning people of this. Can't say it enough. Can't stress it enough. This is where we're headed.
Time to make a change.
Yeah, and you overcome it by making that change is the thing. We overcome by just... bringing it to light and then making the change.
But first is people have to realize that they're doing anything.
What's that?
They have to realize their evil ways and repent.
See, they're not going to do that. That's no. The thing. They're not going to do that. And that's why it says, like, the first wave of plagues is, like, of sores that fall on the people that, like, reject this kind of way of life. You know, that take the mark of the beast and are, like, all, you know, are all about... I believe, like, this liberal way of life, you know, this liberal, insane kind of crazy way of life, dude, that they're trying to force onto everybody and trying to get rid of that conservative Christian,
you know, which is really what the leftist really wants to do through destroying the Republican Party, getting rid of all that kind of stuff. Is like they want to get rid of that Judeo-Christian factor that, you know, is embodied in the Republican conservative.
Well, yeah, and that style of religion runs the world.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think there's more members than Judeo-Christian.
Yeah, but is it really...
Because then you're taking, like, a percentage of Jewish people and a percentage of American people and saying that they're thinking the same way.
Well, they are. Yeah, it's an idea of God. It's an idea of... They make up an idea that there is some kind of intelligent designer out there.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like the whole purpose of communism, the socialist liberal agenda, is to destroy that notion, that sham. That's a sham.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that we need to do away with that. And I find it kind of interesting that this, you know, Curb Your Enthusiasm, that TV show, right?
Yeah.
Like, they made...
Larry David.
Yeah, they made attempts to undermine Donald Trump in that show.
Uh-huh.
And so, once again, it's like, of course they are, because these people are ultimately, like, for the left agenda. They are ultimately for...
This is like the SNL fucking crew, right?
I don't know. It's just Curb Your Enthusiasm. They're talking about how this is that Republican representative, Majority Green or whatever her name is.
Uh-huh.
You know, she's the one who brought this to light. That she says that, oh, you know, this show is promoting an anti-conservative Donald Trump, you know, theme or ideal, you know, in it. Mentality, you know, and once again, this is all goes back to the attack of the conservative Republican, you know, like way they want this liberal Hollywood communist socialist way, you know, so they undermine in the shows. It's like wokeism, it's another form of wokeism in a way, you know, really. It's all just promoting the liberal agenda. Everything about it is like to promote that, you know, way, you know? Yeah. And just like we're seeing examples of it in the show Curb Your Enthusiasm, how they're trying to undermine
Donald Trump.
Well, Donald Trump, but I mean, ultimately, Donald Trump is just the spokesperson for the conservative.
Yeah. Side.
Yeah, so. Like, that's really what we're dealing with here.
Welcome back for another anarchist news corporation update.
We're talking about trigger happy tough guys tonight. We're experiencing a lot of killings by the cops here, of people going crazy here in the first month and a half here in our city, here on the West Coast, here in the U.S. What do you have to say about that, Riley?
What quarter is it?
Quarter?
Fourth?
Fourth quarter of what?
The year.
The year just started.
First quarter.
First quarter of the year?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we're in the first quarter, I guess.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, I feel like what's causing all this, all these people going nuts that our cops are going to happen to kill them.
Okay.
It's like we haven't really experienced this amount, you know, in the first part of the year here, at the beginning of a first quarter or a year.
Yeah.
Here in our city, here, I mean, I don't understand what's causing this kind of an issue, you know what I mean? Sure, happy tough guys. There's a lot of people who are crazy. They want to, like we're talking about the stupid spoiled whore concept for women out there, but for men, which all these killings have been men, by the way. They've been men that have tried to be trigger happy tough guys, or just they're trying to act crazy. They're, you know, they want to show how crazy they are to people. Yeah. It's like, I'll take on the cops. You know, I'm so crazy, you know.
Yeah.
Cops are just like, we're going to have to kill you.
You're
not a lion. You're a trigger happy tough guy. And we got to, you know.
Put it down.
Put you down, dude. You're out of control. You know, and the more people are rising up, you know, and like, I'm crazy. I'll take on the whole force. Uh-huh. You're going to get like shot by 5 different cops, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, why are people being this way? It's like you got the stupid spoiled whore concept for women, but you got the, you know, trigger happy tough guy for the man. It's like, I'm crazy, you know what I mean? It's all about, guys are about, I'm crazy, dude. I've had a lot of women, like, I'm crazy. I'm a crazy guy, you know? And I'll take on the cops, man. So these guys are doing, dude, and they're getting killed by cops. Why is that, dude? Why? What's causing this?
How many of those guys do you think are Christian?
None of them. Probably none of them, dude. I would imagine so, dude. They have no moral compass, and that's
because you just, it's easy to see when people are not under the influence of God.
Yeah, under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Yes.
Yeah,
and that's a prime example of it. And see, this is really what we're coming up against. Men, we talk about what they're trying to do with women, or are they trying to do with men? Because guaranteed, if they got an agenda for women, they got an agenda for men.
Yeah.
The agenda for men is the trigger happy tough guy, dude. Hey, I'm gangster. You know, don't mess with me. I'm crazy. I'll shoot you for nothing. I'll kill you over nothing.
Don't mess with my stupid spoiled whore.
You know, stupid spoiled whore mentality, so to speak. Yes. It really is. It's like, it's a defiant. I'm against God. I'm not working in the confines of God's system. I'm crazy. I'm a whore. Whatever. It's the same idea, dude. It's all crazy, dude, and that's why we gotta come against the liberals, dude. We gotta let people know that ultimately their agenda is for the harm of mankind, dude. It really is. It's creating these kind of people, dude. It's creating trigger-happy tough guys and stupid spoiled whores. Whoa. Epiphany City, what's up? Mm-hmm. Hello. I don't think we could really break down the crux of the matter any basically or simplistically than that, dude. For people to understand and comprehend, dude. I mean, it's like, it really is. It's like, are you going into that direction? Because if you are, you're taking the mark of the beast, and you're going against God and his commandments and Christ.
Allowing the mark of the beast to be on you.
Yeah, and affect your mind and your actions. It's a mark of on the forehead of the mind, and a mark on the hand, which represents actions. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to cause everybody to think and act accordingly to these kind of ideas. Stupid, spoiled whores, and trigger-happy tough guys. They really are. Make no mistake about it. And, like, the entertainment industry, music is all, like, orientated towards that kind of direction. It's not towards the edification. Oh, keep the commandments of God and be of the 144,000.
Uh-huh.
Oh, have faith in something that doesn't, you can't see, right?
Yeah.
You know?
We're the stupid ones.
We're the stupid ones in their eyes, yes. Because they're lovers of self and lovers of pleasure. See how that works? Trigger-happy tough guys are lovers of self and lovers of pleasure.
And
like you said, they're not of God.
And they only love what they can see.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice cars, beautiful women by their side,
Yeah.
Stupid spoiled whores by their side. let's be blunt and direct about the matter. Why don't we hear? We have ever since the get-go, so, yo, let's continue on in that direction. Yeah, that's good, though. I think it's good, like, we're honing in here. We're breaking it down.
On what?
On what we're really, on what's really taking place in our reality. Don't you think?
Well,
we're really seeing what's taking place here on an atomic level. We're really breaking it down to the nuts and bolts.
You do, maybe, but I only know this fucking room.
I'm talking about people.
Yeah, I don't interact with people other than you and my dad sometimes.
That's not the point. I'm talking about the people that exist outside of here. The confines of here. And what they are. What they are. I understand, yes. You don't have to worry about dealing with these people based on your limited interaction with other human beings. But I'm just saying that outside of the confines of this space is lots of people. And those people, male and female, are both being indoctrinated, manipulated, mind controlled into these
lost. They're lost.
They are lost. It's the dead burying the dead. Let the dead bury the dead. Let the blind lead the blind.
Yeah.
It really is. That's exactly what it is.
They're lost.
Let the insane lead the insane. Yeah. You know, like whatever you want to. And that's really what it is. That's what this is all really boiling down to. And it's starting to cost people. We're seeing the casualties of people that are out of control, that are not willing to, you know, have rules and regulations and laws that govern them to be more righteous, more pure, and more holy. You know, it's the complete opposite of that idea.
And not only that, but when that idea comes across the taker, these people are not only selfish and don't want to do it, but they would do anything to fucking bring it down.
Yeah, because it's ultimately, this breaks down even further to what Jesus said. I believe that there is a war of the sheep and the goats. Uh-huh. And I just want to stress this every podcast, because it's just such a reality. It becomes such a profound reality to me every day. I just see it more on a heightened level. I feel like that there's sheep and there's goats out there. There's good and there's evil, and it's a war, dude. It's a battle. And the majority, I feel like, the majority is like for the goats. Like, they're goats, dude. Because, like Jesus says, like, broad is the path that leads to destruction.
Yeah.
The majority of people, like, take for instance, like, you want to see scientific method based analysis statistics for this? Look at the United States, for example. All the major cities all over this country, the densely populated areas, they all are for the goats, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
They're voting goat.
Yeah.
They're voting insanity. Oh, they're voting RuPaul. They're voting, you know, that kind of, we want more of that. More stupid spoiled whore. More tough, you know, whatever the heck we're calling it, sugar happy tough guys, you know, like that. They're voting that. That's what these people want, dude, as far as I'm concerned. They want that kind of a reality.
Yeah.
They're voting for that every time they vote.
And it honestly, it's only because of ignorance. I don't believe that. Okay, here's the thing. If people look down on God, it's not your place
to look down upon God. I see what you're saying. Like, I mean, the majority of people are just being overwhelmed by the forcing of the mark of the beast. They're not genuinely evil people, but yet they are engaging in evil. They are evil. They're just not blatantly evil people. There's blatantly evil people, and there's ignorantly evil people out there, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I feel you on that. And see, that's the thing, and that's what creates the broad path. You have people who are literally evil people who want to force people to be evil just like them. And then you have people that are just overcome by that notion, you know what I mean, by that persuasion that the really evil people want to indoctrinate people with. They're just ignorant and, you know, easily tempted into that direction, so to speak. You know, whereas other people, you know, who are more wiser, more intellectual, aren't going to be as easily persuaded necessarily, which is where we come in. We're trying to go in the opposite direction of that, forceful persuasion, you might say.
Yeah.
Indoctrination persuasion.
I like it.
Possible episode title. Indoctrination persuasion.
I like it.
It's really what it is. We're like, and that is the battle, I feel like, for the believer, like you're talking about, the Christian who's like trying to promote an intelligent designer way of life, you know, commandments, Jesus. You know, we're under attack of trying to, you know, not be a part of that, I feel like. We're trying to fight against that direction.
Yeah.
You know, because it wants to just lure us into it.
Because really, the white gates is just opening to a funnel. Funnels the people in and flushes them down to the fucking depths.
Yeah. Say it like that. Fibonacci sequence, take one. This is the Fibonacci sequence.
For you.
And that is
two. Three.
That we are
eight.
Trying to impart
13.
A secret knowledge to you. In regards to the nature of things. Remember.
That's alright. I can't remember what day it is most of the time. Wednesday? Wednesday.
Yep.
I know I do know it sometimes.
It doesn't really matter. It's just a day. A day is just a day. It doesn't matter the name of the day. A day is a day, right? It's just another day.
Yeah, I suppose.
If you really want to break it down.
I suppose.
And that's what we're just trying to do here. We're trying to break down the nature of reality to the best of our ability. And we were discussing what we're going to talk about here. And we've been talking a little bit about something.
Love it.
A few things you might have heard.
Well, little faded right now.
Doesn't really matter. We're
not terrible, but we're a little bit.
We're zoomed. We're zooming in. There is something that we wanted to talk about. Whether or not we can remember exactly, it remains to be seen. But I know it's there somewhere, because we were just talking about it.
We'll just keep buzzing
until it manifests. But we are under the effect of the Fibonacci sequence, though, so let's just let the Fibonacci sequence do its thing. And
maybe, take over.
And then maybe it will allow us to remember what we're intrigued with before we begin. Hope you're enjoying the Fibonacci sequence.
Me and Matt like to record, we just don't have a whole lot of content sometimes.
But really, it's about being transparent. And that's exactly what we wanted to talk about. I remember, it's about why are people more interested in watching people's podcasts as opposed to listening to them.
They can see your eyes.
Yep. Just like you're talking about. Riley has a... He has a, an idea of, like, he's a very high-ranking sunglasses policeman.
It's more of a pet peeve.
But you're very high-ranking in that field. He doesn't take any shit from sunglass wearing. Because, like we said, it's transparent. You know? It's a transparent... I feel like I'm on camera right now. I don't know why. But it's a trans... For some reason, I don't know why. I'm talking about being transparent, and I feel like I'm on camera, but it really is. It's about... People want to see the eyes. They want to see the person that they're putting their faith into while they listen to that individual. You know? Because if they can't see them, necessarily, they feel uncomfortable, maybe, in a way. Like, they don't really trust them.
Yeah.
But when you see them, you see their eyes, you know, and everything. Sunglasses are off.
Yeah, you can get an idea of that person's personality and whether they're being honest with you or not.
Exactly. And that's really what we are headed towards. And this is ultimately going back to judgment. The judgment of God. The judgment of the 144,000. Did you know that the 144,000 are like the judges of
people? Everyone else?
Yeah. They're the judges. I don't know how that's going to manifest itself. I'm still waiting for that. It obviously hasn't came about. But like all this stuff with exposing celebrities for... You know, oh, he was connected to Jeffrey Epstein or this or that, stuff of that nature. It's like the exposure of people's wrongdoings is slowly becoming a popular thing. You know what I mean? To expose somebody for a wrong. Ooh, that's headline news.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Type thing, you know? So it's like this idea of judgment is happening. And I feel like our podcast is... Potentially could be like a form of judgment in a way, like of what we're presenting is truth, That is judgment. That is something that you have to accept as right. And that we are right. If there is some sort of right and wrong, and we're presenting something that is right and promoting against something that is wrong, you have to acknowledge that, hey, we are in the right here in this.
Yeah. It makes sense.
But it's just this idea of the 144,000, this idea of we're going headed in this direction of like judgment, and that people want to see the fruits of who people are. They were like, we're concerned about this, you know, about who we're trusting. Who
I wonder what 144,000 divided by 8 billion is.
That's a good point. That would be an interesting statistic to calculate. I agree. It's true.
Because then you can know exactly how many people.
Yeah. And that totally makes sense because we're talking about the broad path. You know, we're in the last podcast, we're talking about the broad path, you know, and how the majority of people take the mark of the beast. And that is the broad path. But that small percentage of 144,000 divided by 8 billion or whatever, 8 point some billion, it equates to a number of people that is the statistic of the people that are entering the narrow gate, potentially, into the New Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Something to ponder. You know, think about some. It's an idea to entertain.
It's more than entertainment, though.
It's a very potential real reality that could manifest itself. We don't really know how pop culture and how people view things is going to change as we approach the second coming of Christ.
Yeah.
We don't really know what's going to become take precedent and how things can shift on a dime.
I read this thing on the internet yesterday that Jesus came back in 2014.
How did that happen? Like, how did that... Why would that take place in 2014?
I don't...
What was the evidence of that?
It was all the evidence they had on the page, and they had a math equation from the Bible.
Oh, really?
About that basically takes you to that number.
2014?
Yeah.
The year 2014?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just says that...
And it also said that Jesus will not be recognizable.
Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, it seems to me like... I mean, we don't really know how it's all going to play out. I mean, there's a lot of symbolic language, I feel like, within all this, you know, which is probably a good thing because it's not totally clear. It's just, it's kind of metaphorical, and you really can't make heads or tails literally what this is trying to say. It's just, it's trying to convey that something's going to happen in regards to this that's going to change the perspectives of the people, you know, to some degree, and that is going to create a form of judgment, you know, I guess, you know, towards people who are not of the light, you know, are going to be exposed.
Yeah.
You know, and we've, like I said, we've already seen people who are not of the light, celebrities that are being exposed for stuff that they've done or that they've been a part of, and, you know, that for potentially in their way of getting ahead in their career, stuff that they had to do that was wrong, and like sellout kind of behavior. You know, what more can we say? So, yeah, it's like there's judgment on that, and just those people who are like at the end of the judgment, you know, are feeling like pretty lame about how they were, what they did. You know, are those are going to be the people that are going to understand that they're not going to be allowed to go in those gates based on their actions. You know, and those people who are like were on the right track and like were a part of that narrow gate, that 144,000 divided by 8 point some billion, that percentage, you know.
Yeah,
like you're saying.
Well, that, if you really did that equation, every person of the 144,000 would be judging,
yep,
tens of millions of people.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be, yeah, it's a crazy concept. And what does that look like in reality? We don't really know, but it means something.
Well, not tens of millions.
It's a lot. Everybody's getting
only 8 billion.
But we don't really know how that all equates, though. You know what I mean? To a degree, like, how is that going to really manifest in our reality? We talk about on this podcast trying to make sense of the prophecies in a literal form, like how we see them playing out potentially in a literal form. You know how they can be discerned in, you know, in a realistic sense, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not just my opinion. This is opinions that have been passed down since the Reformation time, some of the stuff that we're, you know, exposing and bringing to light, you know. So this was a time of radical change, you know, where, you know, we were able to start thinking for ourselves, begin thinking for ourselves and challenging the status quo of things, you know, and I feel like that was all a part of us leading to the end. You know, knowledge was beginning to increase. People were becoming smarter. They were breaking away from the mold, so to speak, you know. And it's a positive thing. And now we are here in a technological age where we have technology now. And it's like now we have the ability to judge, to be judges, so to speak. Because I feel like what we're saying and what we're promoting is truth, and eventually is exposed as truth to the people, to the masses, to the 8 billion. They have to acknowledge us as judges that we were trying to, you know, help people. We were trying to help people see the light, and we were promoting the right path, and therefore, like, people who did not agree with us will be judged accordingly because they were living in error.